You know, we really live in a world that's full of competing beliefs and values and choices. And what you believe shapes how you live and ultimately who you become. But the good news is, God hasn't left us to figure it all out alone. No. In fact, today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we're going to continue our series, Reframing Your Worldview, where Rick Warren unpacks powerful truths from God's Word to help you see life clearly and live it with confidence and purpose. All right, well, I can't wait to hear Rick's message today. Here he is with part one of a message called, How Do I Know What's True?
In a national poll last month, 70% of Americans expressed concern about the, quote, decline in moral values in our society. I asked my researchers to do a little research on it. They came back with about 350 articles on this issue, decline in moral values in society, just written in the last year. There is what we would call a crisis of credibility in our nation. And that is, you can find corruption pretty much everywhere. You can find it in politics, you can find it in business, you can find it in sports, you can find it in academics, you can find it in entertainment, you can find it in churches. You could probably give me an example of a scandal in every major sector of our society. Now, what is the cause of this, quote, decline in moral values? Well, I can say it in two words, truth decay. Truth decay. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, right? Freedom comes from truth. The more you know the truth, the freer you are in your spirit, in your life, in your family, whatever. The opposite is true. The more you give up on truth, the more you forfeit your freedom. Now, I intentionally chose this phrase, truth decay, because I think it exemplifies what's been happening in our society for the last 50 years. Slowly, little by little, imperceptibly at first, there has been an erosion of the value of truth in our society. We don't value truth like we used to. And if you don't stop that erosion, just like on your teeth, when it first starts, you don't know what's happening, you don't feel it, you can't see it, but that tooth decay is happening, and if you don't stop it, you lose your smile. You'll eventually lose your teeth. And the same is true if we don't stop the decay of truth in our society, all kinds of problems are going to happen, even greater than the ones we're facing right now. The past 50 years, there has been a shift away from truth as the foundation of our society. 40, 50 years ago, people generally agreed on what is right and what is wrong. And if people didn't even do right, at least they knew right. They knew what they were doing was wrong. Now today, many people claim they don't even know the difference between right and wrong. A lot of people even claim there's not even such thing as truth. How do you even know there's truth? Maybe truth for you, but not truth for me. So there is no right or wrong. I was shocked this week when I read about a jury that deadlocked and they had to dismiss a case over a woman who cut off the arms of her 18-month-old baby. Shocking, isn't it? In America. And they deadlocked, the jury deadlocked, because they said this woman didn't know the difference between right and wrong. Can you imagine that even happening in America? I was shocked when I read it. I just couldn't even imagine that happening. That a jury would deadlock over a woman saying, well, I don't know the difference between right and wrong. Now, this idea that there is no such thing as truth is called postmodernism or relativism. And here's the big idea behind postmodernism. What's true for you may not be true for me. And what's right for you may not be right for me. Now, that's a very convenient philosophy because it means I can do whatever I want to do. It basically lets me off the hook, says there is no objective standard of behavior, and I can do whatever I want to do. Now, when Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, he's talking about the truth, will set you free. Not a truth, not any truth, not the truth you make up for your own agenda, and I make up my own. That's not the truth that sets you free. It is the truth that sets you free. Last week, we talked about, when I began this series on worldview, about the sincerity myth. The sincerity myth says, well, you know, really it doesn't matter what you believe, if at least you're sincere. That's all that matters. And we talked last week about this in pretty much detail, that you can be sincerely wrong. I have been sincerely wrong many, many times. If after this service, you decided to go out here and get on the toll road, and you went up what you were thinking was the on-ramp to the freeway, but it was actually the off-ramp, you could be sincere about it, but you'd be sincerely wrong. And you would head into traffic, and inevitably, you would cause a collision. And there would be damage to your car, and most likely to you, because you were sincere, but you're sincerely wrong. And if you were going up the off-ramp, thinking it was the on-ramp to the freeway, you're sincere. And some irate driver coming off the off-ramp says to you, wrong way. Don't go this way, wrong way. It'd be kind of silly for you to say, now who are you to tell me what's the truth? I mean, it may be right for you, but it's wrong for you, but it's right for me. You see, postmodernism, relativism, is built on the idea there are no absolutes. Have you heard this one? There are no absolutes. Now, that is absolutely a stupid statement. Because it's not only illogical, it's unreasonable. First place, when you say there are no absolutes, you're making an absolute statement. So it's illogical. Whenever somebody says, there are no absolutes, I want to say, are you absolutely sure? Because you're actually stating an absolute. It is an illogical statement. And not only that, it's just unworkable. It's unusable. It's irrational. Because the entire world operates on absolutes every single second of the day. When you go into a pharmacy to get a prescription filled, you don't say, oh, just give me anything. And the pharmacist doesn't say, well, I didn't have what you wanted, but this is kind of like it. And it'll do good. You know, I know it's for your back, but this is a good thing for your head. You know? And you want the pharmacist to give you absolutely the correct prescription in the right dosage. And you don't want anything kind of true. You want it to be absolutely true. When NASA shoots a rocket off, they don't want to go near the moon. You know, close but no cigar. They want to hit the planet. They want to hit the moon. And they want to have it directly online. And there are thousands of absolute corrections that have to keep it on course. I mean, what if the law about stop signs was, you don't have to absolutely stop. You just stop when you feel like it. Well, no. Can you imagine what traffic would be like if we had no absolute traffic laws? What would that be? Total chaos. The whole world, every single day of your life, operates on absolutes. I mean, have you ever had to appeal to an objective standard when you were playing Scrabble? And somebody comes up and says, I'm telling you, Snickelfritzer is a real word. It's worth 57 points. And you say, I'm sorry, I've never heard this word. Well, it may not be true for you, but it's true for me. It is a word. I use it all the time. And so what you do is you appeal to an objective standard called a dictionary. And if it's not in the dictionary, it's not a word. No matter how many points you thought you were going to get for it. Now, in postmodernism and in relativism, what's happened is that people now value tolerance more than they value truth. The supreme value in our culture has become tolerance. It's more important to be tolerant than it is to be truthful. In fact, if you are truthful, then you are considered intolerant. And how dare you say that something is always right and something is always wrong, because that's intolerant. And that's being judgmental. And actually, we have even redefined the word tolerance. Tolerance used to mean we may totally disagree on something, but I still treat you with respect because you're a human being. You're made in the image of God. And although we may totally disagree on politics or morality or all whatever, we're still going to treat each other, you know, politely. That's tolerance. Now, the word now means, tolerance means all ideas are equally valid. Well, that's nonsense. All ideas are not equally valid. If I say the moon is made out of rock and you say the moon is made out of Swiss cheese, that is not an equally valid idea. And if I say the sun rotates around the earth and somebody else says the earth rotates around the sun, those are not equally valid ideas. And if I say the earth is flat and you say it's round, those are not equally valid ideas. There are a lot of things in life that are absolutely true, and there are a lot of things in life that are absolutely false, and they will always be true, and they will always be false. Truth is not new. It has been around forever. Now, we discover it, like genomes. We now know that we're made up of DNA, but that's not a new truth. It's just new to us. God knew it all along, and so truth is something that's discovered. But today, if anybody dares to say, this is always right, then they are accused of being intolerant and judgmental. It's not judgmental to tell the truth. If you're in an accident, and I come by and I'm in the car, and I see you, and you're laying on the side of the road bleeding to death, and I walk up to you and I say, man, you need a doctor. You're bleeding to death. You're not going to say, well, I don't want to hear that. You're being judgmental. That's not judgmental, it's just the truth. You're bleeding to death. You need help. So today, as we do part two in this series on worldview, we're going to look first at the damaging effect of truth decay in our society, in our families, and actually in our personal lives. What it does to our personal lives when we let go of truth. And then we're going to look at the five ways that you can know the truth. So what happens when we throw out truth for tolerance, when all of a sudden we value tolerance more than the truth? Well, all kinds of things happen. Then there are actually six signs of truth decay. You can see them in our culture, you can see them in business, and actually you can see them in your own life. These things happen when you start giving up on truth. Number one, if you want to write this down, immaturity. Immaturity happens when we give up on the truth, and we value truth more than tolerance, or tolerance more than truth. You know, in many ways, our society is getting more and more immature. You can see it on television shows. And one of the ways you can see it is we are less willing to accept responsibility, which is a mark of maturity. You see, when there's no right and wrong, when there's no standard of true and false, then we all act in irresponsible ways. I just be a kid. I can act like a juvenile. I can blame other people for my problems. There's no right or wrong. I can be disorganized. I can pass the buck. I can expect other people to take care of me, which is what immature kids expect. I expect the government or anybody else to solve my problems because I'm not responsible. That's immaturity. I can change my mind. I can one day believe this and one day believe that and the next day believe something else because there is no truth. The Bible says this in Ephesians 4. Let us be no longer like children, forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone else has told us something different or has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like truth. Makes you think of the rumors you believed in junior high school. One person would tell you one thing, and you believe that till somebody else told you something else, and then you believe that till somebody else told you something else, and the gossip went on and on and on. Have you ever noticed how often teenagers change their minds? Even in just getting dressed? Have you ever noticed the chaos in a nursery? Have you ever worked there? Why? Because they can change their minds all they want. All you do is change the diapers. Do preschoolers automatically keep their rooms in order? No. Why? They're immature. They're irresponsible. Well, when we become as a society like that, here's what happens. Look up on the screen. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 18, a nation without God's guidance is a nation without order. Why? Because we're acting immaturely. You see, the ability to know the difference between right and wrong is a mark of maturity. It's what every parent hopes for. As you're growing up, your parents wanted you to learn the difference between right and wrong, so they didn't have to tell you, so that you on your own could make decisions going, I know this is always true, and I know this is always wrong, and so I'm going to make the right decision. Now, in each of these areas, I'm talking about society, but I want to make it personal too. So let me give you a question to write down. This is a question about immaturity. Ask yourself, where or when do I act childish? When do I act childish? When do I tend to be irresponsible? When do I tend to pass the buck? In what areas of my life do I tend to blame other people? Do you blame other people for your unhappiness? The truth is, you're as happy as you choose to be. And when you blame others, you are being irresponsible. And that is a mark of truth decay. Number two, not only immaturity, but immorality is a mark of truth decay. Immorality. Now, when I say the word immorality, most people think of sexual immorality, but that's only one kind. Immorality just means no morals. It means I do whatever I want to do. And if there is no standard of right or wrong, then anything goes. The Bible tells us back in the book of Judges that there was no king. There was no ruler in Israel, and it said everybody did what was right in their own eyes. In other words, everybody did their own thing. Sounds like our culture today. If there's no standard of right or wrong, anything goes. And if there's no truth, then I become the center of the universe, and I get very concerned about my self-involvement. I'm preoccupied with me. I'm self-centered. I worry about my pleasure, my goals, my getting ahead. And I don't really care about anything else. The Bible says this in Ephesians 4:19. They don't care anymore about right and wrong, and they have given themselves over to immoral ways. Their lives are filled with all kinds of impurity and greed. Say, I don't care what God says. If there's no right or wrong, I'm just do what I want to do. I mean, if God says sex is only for marriage, well, I'm sorry, God says that. I'm going to make up my own truth. I'll do what I want to do. See, here's how decay, truth decay works. When you do something wrong, every time you do it, it gets easier. I don't know if you figured that out. First time you do something wrong, it really bugs you, and you feel bad about it. All kinds of warning lights go off in your life. But the more you do something, it becomes easier and easier, and all of a sudden it just doesn't bother you anymore that you're lying to your husband or to your wife or to somebody else. It just gets easier and easier. And the more immoral, that means without morals, a society becomes, the more they make fun of morality. Have you noticed this on television? I call it the South Park syndrome. Nothing's sacred. We make fun of everything, including things that are true, things that are right, things that are good. Now, the Bible tells us this in Proverbs 14:9. It says up here on the screen, the stupid ridicule right and wrong. Now, how do you know when there's truth decay in your own life? You start rationalizing things. Now, you've heard me say this before, that when you rationalize, what are you doing? You are telling rational lies. That's what rationalize means. Rationalize is when you make up excuses in your mind what your heart tells you is wrong. And in your heart, you know it's wrong, but you want to do it anyway, so you rationalize, you make up a rational lies, an excuse in your mind to overcome what your heart is telling you, don't do this, don't do this. So how do you know when there's truth decay in your life? Here's the second question. Write it down. What am I trying to rationalize? What am I trying to rationalize in my life? And I'm not talking just about, obvious sins, but just am I trying to rationalize my lifestyle, that I'm too busy, that I don't take time to exercise, that I don't spend enough time with the kids? What am I trying to rationalize? And I do the yeah buts. Yeah, but that is a sign of truth decay in your life.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. What does it take to become more loving? live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control. Well, Pastor Rick says throughout all the years he's been a pastor, the number one question that he's been asked is, wait for it, why can't I change? You know, people really want to change, but they're stuck. And maybe you feel that way too. So in his book, God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick lays out the groundwork for personal transformation. And then he offers biblical insights and simple steps for 10 areas of growth that can take you from where you are right now to where you want to be. This book really connects you with the power to actually make the changes that you long to make. And as you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change, and you'll get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. So be sure to request your copy of God's Power to Change Your Life when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. That's our way of saying thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word HOPE to 70309. That's PastorRick.com and that's got two R's in the middle, or just text the word HOPE to 70309. And we thank you so much for your support. It means so much to us at Daily Hope. We hope you'll join us next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.